is overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we, of course, ask you to hold your calls for the time being because we have with us a Paul Lacoutis, and, of course, he's a writer for one of the leading Catholic publications, and, of course, he's been researching what's happening to the Catholic Church for 15 years. He writes for The Wanderer. He's the news editor there. Paul, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure.
All right, fine.
Well, I was checking up on you, and I thought I looked you up on the Internet, and I want to applaud you for the great work you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Well, we are, of course, coming from an evangelical Christian point of view, but, I believe that reading, your description of what Christianity is all about is the same as what we believe about the God-man who came to earth pay for our sins and, of course, is risen again, and that is the very essence of Christianity. And so, what's happened, though, to the Catholic Church is really symptomatic of what's happening to all of Christianity today, because both the Protestant and the Catholic Church are really under attack today. And your book, of course, deals with, of course, what's happened as far as homosexuality and of course, the terrible things that have happened as you've lost, 60 or 70% of your attendance at church. And really, if somebody was trying to destroy the Catholic Church, I don't think they could do a better job. Of course, I don't think it's if. I know they're trying to destroy the Catholic Church, just as they're trying to destroy the Protestant Church.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you've learned in 15 years?
Well, in a nutshell, what I think is important for Catholics to understand is that, probably in the 1930s, maybe starting in the 20s, but certainly by the 30s, a group of people, mostly homosexual, many pedophiles, many probably involved in Satanism, they began networking, and they moved into positions of authority, not just in the Catholic Church, but also in the corporations and the cultural agencies and the government.
And they got in the Protestant Church too, so you don't have to pull any punches. I know that they got into our seminaries, and there they, of course, worked to understand the Protestant beliefs as they worked to understand the Catholic beliefs.
And they began working to promote a sexual libertine agenda, and it started, one might say, innocently enough, on small issues. Masturbation is okay, contraception is okay, divorce is okay. All of these things were, aimed at the very heart and core of, Catholic moral teaching. And then after several generations of, eroding, traditional Catholic beliefs on these issues, then they hit their main point, which was the promotion of homosexuality in church structures. In sex education programs aimed at elementary school children, and all the way up to high school and college and seminary. And so the church is now faced with a very broad-based, aggressive homosexual network in some of the major positions of authority.
All right, fine. We're going to be back with our special guest, Paul Lacoutis, in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, I think it's so vitally important that you understand that what's happened with the Catholic Church and what's happening in America today is not by accident. It is by intent, by malice and design. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our special guest this afternoon is Paul Lacoutis. He is certainly a writer for the Catholic magazine, The Wanderer. He's the news editor. And he's been, of course, studying what's going on in the Catholic Church for 15 years as a loyal Catholic. And, you know, and just seeing the steady erosion of the Catholic police, a conscious effort to do away with the moral teachings of the Church. And then, of course, we had people like Joseph Cardinal Bernardine and certainly undermining the church. And when you have cardinals, when you have bishops, when you have people at the highest levels of the church eroding and certainly doing everything they can to destroy Catholic belief and undermining the papal teaching, you got real problems in the organization, don't you?
You do. You do. But you know, you have to, as horrible as all these stories are that we've all become familiar with, and I think certainly California had more than a lot of other places, you have to bear in mind that, you know, there are similarities in the secular world that you have a lot of baffled Catholics. They don't understand what happened. But on the other hand, you have a lot of baffled Americans who don't understand what's happened, you know, to their government.
Sure.
You know,
well, of course, what's happened to, you know, in our schools, the sex education is never sex education. It was always intended to be a sex, indoctrination. It was always aimed to destroy the modesty of young children, destroy the idea of intimacy. Try it, you might like it. And they were they weren't being told about responsible sexuality. Try it, you may like it. And when you're dealing with adolescents, this is no approach at all. And yet it has been introduced all across America, and not only in the public schools, but many times in both Protestant and Catholic schools as well.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
All right, fine. Well, of course, as you've studied this, and what's the conclusion you've come to?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell us the good news and then we'll get the bad news.
The good news is that a lot of Catholics are waking up, you know, to this horrible scam that's been perpetrated. The bad news is that the American bishops as a whole have not shown any signs of repentance or conversion or a sense of amendment.
I'm going to have to interrupt you here because we have to bring one more station on board. And then when we do that, we won't have any more interruptions for a few minutes. Our special guest is Paul Lacoutis. His book is Am Church, short for American Church. We'll be right back. Okay, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest, of course, is Paul Lacoutis. We're talking about his book, Am Church, and it comes out and subtitled The U.S. Bishops, Pedophile Scandals, and the Homosexual Agenda. And, of course, with a foreword written by a Catholic priest who had been a Green Beret and has certainly been a very worldly man that had gone into the priesthood. And suddenly he finds he's in the priesthood, and he's just encountering all this homosexuality and pedophilia and of course, the priest getting up and criticizing openly the standards, the moral standards of the Catholic Church, and with the cardinal sitting or the bishop sitting in the front row of the audience, laughing loudly as this man really defiles the moral beliefs of the Church. That must have been pretty hard on your priest friend.
I think it was, but you know what he experienced is what, you know, many Catholic people have experienced. I'd like to just say something about the book. You know, the fundamental thesis of the book is that the homosexual / pedophile scandals that have so embarrassed so many Catholics do not really bother the sexual revolutionaries who are in charge of, you know, dioceses or church agencies or Catholic schools or whatever. They look at these things as necessary and important for furthering their agenda, because they know that the more people they get discouraged, the more opportunity they have to do their, you know, to complete their fundamental mission, which is to destroy the church.
And I think that is really what's so important. This whole thing is an anti-Christian, and I hate the word, but I'm going to use it. It's a conspiracy against God. And if you look at it from that point of view, you can understand why the things are happening today as they are, why the Supreme Court has done what it's done and taken God and prayer out of schools, why the media, little by little, gradually erodes the moral standards of our society, saying things today they never would have said 20 years ago. And of course,
they wouldn't have said 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, a good analogy is the Clinton administration. There was no scandal in the Clinton administration that didn't serve the purposes of the people who run the media and run the corporations.
And they know exactly what they're doing.
They know exactly.
The trouble is, the average American doesn't know. We are still, the Christians of this country are the majority. And yet, of course, the church, both the Catholic and the Protestant church, are silent in the face of this.
Yes, they are, you know, for the most part. At any rate, the point I was going to make is that these scandals serve the purposes of the sexual revolutionaries. And the horrible thing that's happened since these scandals developed is that the correct response of the bishop should have been, okay, we're having a total ban on sex education in Catholic schools. We have a total ban on things like life teen masses and youth ministry, where so much of this abuse took place, because, you know, perverts love youth ministry. But instead, they accelerated their sex education agenda. They moved sex education, you know, from preschool, you know, from, you know, second or third grade, they moved it down to preschool. Starting in preschool, they get talking about touching programs, all types of things to awaken, the sexual interest of little children.
And what a terrible crime it is to try to corrupt our children, and especially in the latency period before adolescence, when they have no business talking about that.
They have no business talking about it at all. Period. That's something that's between a parent and a child.
Right.
There's no need for any institutional involvement.
All right, fine. Well, of course, we see this. It's well coordinated. And, of course, the people go along with it. Oh, well, you know, we can't speak out. We don't want to be controversial. We don't want to be considered to be prudish. Well, you have to stand up.
We don't want to be marginalized.
Right.
That's the terrible thing. And my book presents hundreds of cases where, you know, good Catholic people try to bring scandalous matters to the attention of their bishops, and they were abused.
Well, there were
attempts at excommunication. They were good people were marginalized. They were harassed. They were threatened with lawsuits. And probably the most notorious example of that is Archbishop Rembert Week of Milwaukee, who resigned a year ago after it became known that he paid $450,000 to a man he sexually assaulted. Weekland's favorite tactic: whenever anybody tried to inform him that there were serious problems parishes or among, you know, priests in Catholic schools, his response is to have his attorneys, you know, send a letter threatening them with libel if they broadcast that information anywhere.
Well, of course, this simply represents the fact that the wicked people are able to promote themselves and to promote one another and to key positions of the church. That is a great tragedy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they're an awful lot.
Rembert Weekland, who's probably one of the most malicious and to ever come into the Catholic Church, was constantly being promoted by the New York Times and the Washington Post as a great liberal, a great moderate, and anybody who knew the man knew he was as phony as a $3 bill, but he was the type of Catholic prelate that the media loves.
Really, that's so true, and the media has such a profound impact on people, and they don't want to try to fight when the media says this is the way we ought to go. We got to be liberal. We got to be tolerant. We got to abandon these old-fashioned rules that says, you know, adultery is wrong, and pedophilia is wrong, and homosexuality is wrong, and we have to be open-minded. After all, it doesn't hurt anybody at all. What happens in the privacy of the bedroom is people's business. And they've forgotten that God has laws, and when you violate those laws, there are going to be consequences not only for the individual, but for society. Over almost 500,000 homosexuals have died of AIDS. But we never talk about that in America. And we're told it's perfectly all right. Let's, of course, tell our young people, try it, you may like it. and you're recruiting them into a dev style, and it's going on in schools and churches all across America today.
Well, you know, the big tragedy is, you know, while Catholics have been embarrassed about these pedophile scandals, which, you know, were perpetrated by a very, very, very tiny minority of, you know, sick individuals, you know, at the same time, you have Hollywood preparing a film glorifying Alfred Kinsey, the famous sex researcher who was a notorious pedophile. And
a homosexual, and there's much to suggest he was the father of Aleister Crowley, and he set out to change the laws of this country, and the only reason he got away with it was because, of course, he was supported by the media, and nobody ever went into the background of his association with the Nazis, and the Nazi pedophiles who were torturing the little children in the concentration camps. And of course,
he had big money behind him.
Right, he really did. And he had, well, who was behind him was the Rockefeller Foundation, and
right.
That was one of the most carefully kept secrets, as the Rockefellers are right up to their neck in this whole thing.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And for documentation on that, I would suggest the book we've republished, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and all the efforts that were done to stop the congressional investigation from getting into the fact that the Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation were funding Alfred Kinsey.
That's right. I'd love to see a copy of your book.
All right, fine. Well, I'll get in touch with you off the air, and we'll send you one, because maybe you can help us to get it out.
I think it's one of the most important books we have. I've been telling people for years that congressional investigation from, when was it, the late 50s?
It was in 1958 the book was written. Actually, the investigation was 53 and 54, and then the book was written in 58 by Rennie Wormser, who was the counsel for the Reese Committee. And the reason he wrote the book was because the controlled media totally suppressed all the findings of the Reese Committee. And the American people, after all the work they'd put into it, none of them were allowed to hear what this was really going on, and how the Rockefeller and Carnegie and the Ford Foundations have been financing socialism and communist organizations, and then the Rockefellers
and
that funded
Kinsey. The whole public school system.
Right.
Yeah, that's an investigation that needs to be resumed. I think if the American people had any idea of how much money these tax-free foundations have, and what they do, and how they create policy and change society, if they knew the facts, I think they would be provoked.
Well, I would certainly hope so. Well, anyway, you know, of course, as you have studied this thing in the Catholic Church, and you found, of course, that an awful lot of good people who tried to do something and have been really sabotaged or undercut or demonized.
Well, absolutely, and the same goes true with the Wanderer. Now, I'll give you an interesting story. If you've read the book, Amchurch, comes out, you know that it has a ring of authenticity to it. You know, it's all basically factual. It's, you know, 90% of it is based on, you know, documents in the public record, you know, lawsuits, legal pleadings, newspaper reports, taped transcripts of speeches, and so on and so forth. I've sent probably at least 100 books out to people I considered friends, you know, in the professional sense. They were acquaintances, reporters for the major newspapers, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, people I see every year, you know, at the National Bishops Meeting in Washington. And not one word about the book. They absolutely refused to review it.
Well, I mean,
as a matter of fact, you know, I've had newspaper editors, you know, particularly the Boston Globe, reporters from different papers call me and request a copy of the book, or call me and ask for information, or ask me if I can fax, you know, documentation that I have in my files, and I'm always happy to do it. But The Wanderer is never mentioned by the mainstream media.
Well, I'm not afraid to mention that I subscribed to your publication for years, and I think that it's important that, you know, that I know what you are thinking. In fact, I subscribe to all sorts of publications, but I always value so many of the articles we see in The Wanderer that we do not see elsewhere. Well, we're going to have to take a break here in just a moment, and so, of course, we'll ask you just to hang on for about 4 minutes, and then we'll be right back. Our guest today is Paul Lacoutis. His book, The Am Church, comes out. And then, of course, we'll give you an opportunity to find out how to get the book as soon as we get back.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 and the went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
This is radio health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh, crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course I want to, of course, to mention that if you are concerned about the quality of your water, are concerned that we might have an incident here where you might not have access to good, clear water, or maybe you have a bad taste in your water, there are certainly things that you can do. And one of them is the Big Berkey water filters. It's a standard that's been used by missionaries for over 150 years. And basically, it's a stainless steel water filter. It filters 2.5 gallons at a time. You pour it at the top, comes out the bottom, and of course it goes through ceramic filters, and the ceramic filters will take out the bacteria. There's an inner core of activated carbon that will take out many of the minerals and the bad taste. And this is a great water filter. It stood the test of time. You can actually cleanse the filters repeatedly if you need to. And so it'll last for an awfully long time. The Big Berkey ordinarily sells for $279. We offer it for $239 plus shipping. If you buy it from us, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video of your choosing from the list of those we've actually produced. And then, of course, the Big Berkey is available in all states except for California and Iowa. However, if you would like to get one that is available in every state but Iowa, why, it's called the Berkey Light. And it's made out of a clear material. That's what they use for bulletproof glass, so it's pretty hardy. The filters are different, actually. They are what we call purifiers. We call them the Block Berkey filters, and they will take out the bacteria so that there's just no bacteria to get through. If you put a billion per liter at the top, you don't get any at the bottom or anything that you can measure. Takes out the chemicals and the other things much better. The only difficulty is that you have to replace the filters every 2 to 4 years, depending upon how much use. Now, the Berkey Light sells for $199, and it, as they say, is portable. It can be purchased in all states but Iowa. If you'd like to find out about them, go to our website at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and look at them or call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, our guest this afternoon is Paul Lakoutis, and his book is M Church Comes Out, The U.S. Bishops, Pedophile Scandals, and the Homosexual Agenda. And Paul is a editor for The Wanderer, and he's the news editor. He's been studying this for 15 years. And as a Catholic, I'm sure it's a heart-wrenching experience to see a church that he loves being literally torn apart from within, as I'm sure it is true for Catholics all across America, to see this thing happening and to realize that their church has been infiltrated with people who have different values and certainly do not honor God's laws on sexual morality. Now, Paul, how can people get copies of your book?
Two ways. It's in a few bookstores, but not very many.
Okay.
The best way to get it is you can order it online at www.rcf.org. RCF as in Roman Catholic Faithful.
.org. Okay.
The publisher.
All right.
And their phone number is 217-632-5920.
All right. That's 217-632-5920.
Right. Or www.rcf.org.
All right. Fine. Is it available through Amazon or any of the other?
I don't think so.
All right. Fine. So.
But there are, if you type in Am Church comes out on say Google, there are a number of Catholic bookstores around the country are selling it. You can order it from them, or you can order it just straight from the publisher.
All right, fine. What sort of response have you gotten to the book? In other words, you said you've got pretty well ignored by the major media, but don't feel bad. When I wrote my book on AIDS many years ago, I didn't get one book review from any of the major media. And yet, of course, we put out over, I think, close to 25,000 copies of that, which wasn't too bad.
I've had, I think, 4 reviews. Probably the one who got the largest readership was Dr. Judith Reisman, expert on Kinsey.
Right, she does
a
wonderful
review. She did a review for WorldNet Daily. But other than that, there was a review in The Wanderer. There's been a couple reviews of, you know, some very small local Catholic newsletters. But it has yet to receive any attention, and it's very ironic because the book was published last June in time for the bishops' meeting in Dallas, when, of course, this was a huge issue. And a number of reporters were given advance copies of the book, including the Washington Times. And the Washington Times, you know, pretended to be very interested in looking at the book and reviewing the book and noticing the book and mentioning the book and so on and so forth, but they never did anything. And I think it's probably because of connections.
I think
the Catholic hierarchy just does not want the Catholic people to know how deep and serious the problem is. You know, I have a great deal of compassion in my heart for both, you know, the victims and the perpetrators of sexual abuse, physical sexual abuse. But that is just a tiny, tiny, tiny fragment of the abuse in the system that begins with sex education in Catholic schools and religion programs, continues in Catholic high schools and colleges, and there's a whole culture of abuse in the church that really needs to be rooted out. Just today, for example, I received a huge package of letters from somebody in the Diocese of Rochester who'd written probably hundreds of letters to Bishop Clark. And I have about 100 copies of Bishop Clark's response to this one woman. And every letter says, thank you very much for your kind letter. Keep me in your prayers, and I will keep you in my prayers.
Oh, that, in other words, these were really a standard cooked letter ahead of time that was not going to address the problem. Now, was there a real problem in that diocese as well?
Oh, there's a terrible problem. Bishop Clark in Rochester is probably one of the premier promoters of, you know, the sexual revolution in the church. It's the job he's been at since
the
1970s.
Well, my understanding was when the bishops got together, they came up with a program of no tolerance. Is that true or not?
Well, they have a program of no tolerance, but you have to look at what the real story is. For example, my wife teaches a catechism class, you know, Sunday school class, to a bunch of fourth and fifth graders in our local parish, which is a very rural community in central New York. If she wants to keep her job, she has to go through the criminal background check. She has to be fingerprinted and check with police.
You're going to have to hang on.
Okay.
We'll be right back here in just a moment here with Paul Kudis and talking about what's happening in the Catholic Church and the effort to destroy one of the two great pillars of Christendom.
Well, let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated, they were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of the things we carry here. One of them, of course, is the Miracle Tooth soap products, and there is a soap and a moisturizing soap. There is a neutralizer, which is a very alkaline, mineralized solution, a lotion, and a gel. Now, we cannot make any medical claims for these, but we will tell you that many of our users, many of the people who bought them, tell us these stories about the wonderful things that they've done for them, and all we can do is suggest if you'd like to try them and just see if they will in any way help you. I know some people use the neutralizer because they say it helps them as far as their heartburn is concerned. It's just an alkaline solution, and yet, of course, I know my wife has taken it for some time, and she's very happy with it. Miracle Tooth soap products can be bought as a special introductory offer, all five products at a reduced price, or if you'd like, of course, to get more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we carry Phonopoly, and Phonopoly is a board game that's played like Monopoly. Well, actually, it's five board games and two bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books. And, of course, the program is designed to teach children how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, because just as the morality of our children is under attack, so their minds are under attack, too, today, because they know that if children are using the wrong side of their brain, as you do when you use the look-see method of reading, you're not going to be able to think clearly, you're not going to be able to reason clearly, clearly you're not going to be able to read well. And so every child, if you love them, your children, your grandchildren, the children in the neighborhood, you need to get a Phonopoly set. Most of these programs, $300-$500 each. Some of them $600 or $800. The complete set is $139.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The product is called Phonopoly, and I'm sure you'll be happy if you get it for yourself or your children. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is Paul Lacoutis. We're talking about his book, Am Church Comes Out. And, of course, really talking about what's happened to the Catholic Church, the infiltration of the highest levels of the church by people who are homosexuals and pedophiles. And, of course, you commented that some of these people you think are Satanists. Do you honestly think that they're real Satanists in our society today?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm complete and total agreement. In fact, I went to a meeting.
I don't think you would have you would not have an abortion culture if you didn't have people who were just absolutely thoroughly diabolical.
I think you're absolutely right. I went to a meeting a couple of weeks ago where there were actually Satanists there. They had their tarot cards. They had their people dressed in black and the crystals, everything. I mean, I couldn't believe it. In fact, I was criticized by some people for going, but I figured there had to be a Christian there getting up and speaking out for the Lord. And I will have to admit that I thought I was very, very well received by an audience, most of whom had never heard the Christian message at all. And I wish that maybe I'd done a better job, but maybe if I get invited again, I can. But you're absolutely right. The problem is that at least in the Protestant church, I don't know about the Catholic church, but the Protestant church, they don't talk about Satan being real, having disciples, having them working within every level of our society. Because, of course, that doesn't make people feel good, and they want to feel good, but they don't want to face what's really going on in the world today.
No, people don't, and that's why there's so much alcoholism and drug abuse and self-abuse and violence and so on and so forth, because people just don't understand why there is so much unhappiness. They don't understand they've been sold a bill of goods, that they've been lied to. You know, they don't know the meaning of life. This is the terrible tragedy of the revolution that's occurred in the church that began in the late 50s, you know, before the Second Vatican Council. You had real revolutionaries come to power who published, you know, catechisms that sold millions and millions of copies to Catholic school children, the purpose of which was to overthrow traditional Catholic teaching and morality and lifestyle. And it all happened, incidentally, you know, at a time of great social upheaval. You know, when the cities were under assault by the new urban planners and neighborhoods were dissolved and, you know, the push to the suburbs began and people were really disoriented, but they were told that this was progress.
And you were talking in your book about a book called To Live as Christ, put out by Regnery in 1965 by a couple of Catholic brothers. Of course, both of them had left the religious order before the second edition of their text was published. And of course, they really, this whole thing, To Live as Christ, was designed to destroy the Catholics' faith in the Bible and the Church. Wasn't that true?
That's exactly correct. And that's just one of a whole number of examples. Am I speaking to a Los Angeles audience?
No, you're speaking to an audience, basically, that is in the Monterey Bay, and goes from about San Luis Obispo up to, well, just south of San Francisco, and then, of course, we have a worldwide internet audience, and then we have an audience that on shortwave, and then it's picked up off that in Rochester, New York, and in Kansas, and I don't know how many stations across the country are hearing it, so you're really speaking to a nationwide audience. Probably only a relatively few people in Los Angeles would be listening on the internet, though.
The reason I ask is because, you know, the main problem and the continuing problem is the religious education establishment in Los Angeles. That's a very serious problem.
Well, what's happening in Los Angeles? You're speaking now about the Catholic schools or the secular schools, government schools?
No, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles puts on a religious education congress every year. It's probably the biggest conference in the country. You know, they usually have 35,000-40,000 people there. You know, Catholic school teachers, religion teachers, Sunday school teachers from all over California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico.
Well, now, is that under Archbishop
Cardinal Mahoney? Right. And they're still pushing the same sexual revolution, heresy, modernism, and there's absolutely no signs of let-up.
Okay.
Every Congress is worse from a Catholic point of view than the one that came before.
Well, I know many Catholics are very unhappy with Cardinal Mahoney and feel that he would be far better off if he would retire and to give the Church at least a fighting opportunity to survive. Because if he stays there, he's going to totally drive any caring Catholic out of the Church.
That's exactly what's happening. He is a real hardcore revolutionary. I don't understand his power. You know, it's all very mysterious. But, he's a very dangerous character.
Well, of course, the thing is that people don't understand that there is a brotherhood of darkness. There are people who actually worship the dark side, and they're working at every level of our society. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And let's go to a caller. I believe he's from Carmel. Is that Herman?
Yes, it is.
You have a question or comment?
Yes. Great program. A question. Do you feel, or does our guest feel, that there, if these trends continue, that there could be a split off from the Catholic Church of Catholics who want to keep the traditional conservative values?
I'm not a prophet, and I don't know what's going to happen. The older I get, when I was younger, probably I thought the chances were much higher than I think now. I think there's been a real reaction. I think there are probably more Orthodox lay people, more Orthodox priests, more Orthodox bishops than there were 15 years ago. I think there's a greater awareness of the problems of what happens when the church gets, too aligned with the state. But on the other hand, I think that one serious implication of the sex abuse crisis, which makes me think, that it may have been engineered, was that for those Catholics who want the church to become more involved with the state, then there is a likelihood of schism. Frankly, I'm very worried about a number of trends. For example, the state agencies, police departments or district attorneys getting involved in deciding who can be a religion teacher and who can't. Before the break, I was just mentioning here in the Diocese of Rochester, if my wife wants to continue being a religion teacher, she has to have a police background check, and she has to be fingerprinted, and she has to take, 3 or 6 hours of, sex abuse awareness. And if somebody, say, was a pro-life activist and they were arrested a couple times for sitting in front of an abortion clinic, and they have a record, a police record, does that mean that a pro-lifer can't be a religion teacher?
We have real, real problems today. The last thing we want is the state to be involved as far as any religion.
That's happening. I mean, there's all kinds of moves in different legislatures to force priests to reveal what they hear in confessions. That's a total violation of the separation of church and state. But there don't seem to be too many people worrying about that.
Well, anything else you wanted to ask, Herman?
Well, yes. Are you familiar with Father Malachi Martin and the work that he did, and any comments you'd like to make regarding
I considered Malachi a friend and an absolutely, totally brilliant writer. And I know he has his critics, but I'm not one of them.
nor am I. We have a wonderful four-tape set called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and we offer that to our listeners. And if you haven't heard my three interviews I did, and one interview John Loeffler did with Father Martin and Malachi Martin to our listeners, I hope you'll want to get that. Anything else you want to ask, Herman?
Well, the other thing is the Bible speaks about that at the end of days, the question is asked, will there be faith found on the earth when Christ returns? And it speaks of a remnant. And this seems to fit in well with what you're speaking about today. Any comments? And I'll take it off the air.
I do have a comment. I don't buy the remnant theory. I think in the United States, I think there are probably more informed, well-educated militant Catholics now than there were 15 years ago. Even though, as a percentage of the number of people who identify themselves as Catholics, that might be a very, very small percentage. I don't think there's any danger of the Catholic Church becoming a remnant, because the Catholic Church is growing so fast in Africa and Asia and Latin America that, as Penn State historian Philip Jenkins writes, the coming, the new Christendom, Catholics are going to be a dominant force in the world, and there's going to be tremendous changes. I mean, the Philippines will have 300 million Catholics in a decade, or two decades. Catholics in Mexico, I think are much more vital than, say, American Catholics. I mean, you have, the Catholic Church in Western Europe, the United States and Canada, does look like a case for the mortician.
Well, what really is so interesting is that certainly America was once the foundation of Christendom throughout the world. In other words, we were sending our missionaries throughout the world. We were promoting both Protestant and Catholic beliefs. And now, of course, the Protestant Church in America, although still sending out missionaries, some countries don't want our missionaries because they don't want the teaching that's going on. And other countries, like Africa, are talking about sending missionaries to America. try to get the people back, you know, to where they ought to be, from at least from the Protestant point of view. So we live in a world that's really turned upside down.
I think the most interesting thing is that the the Anglican Church in England and the United States is perceived as very corrupt and effete, and but your third world Anglican bishops are, you know, more Catholic than most of the Catholics in the United States and Canada. So you have a real ecumenical thing happening there. And, you know, I think those Anglican bishops from Africa who look at the West and look at it as mission territory, they're absolutely correct.
Well, I think we live in a world that's in crisis, and behind that crisis are spiritual forces. And, of course, our statement we make over and over again, our listeners may get tired of hearing it, but the battle is not political, it's not cultural, it's not ideological, it's spiritual, but it's being fought on the political, ideological, and cultural, and educational, and economic battlefields. And the sooner people begin to understand that there is an anti-Christian movement, and it permeates every aspect of our life, and its purpose, its goal, its reason for being is to destroy the two great pillars of Christianity, one the Protestant, the other Catholic Church. And
I think it's even more problematic than that. The basic thrust of the what you might call the dominant elites, whether they're in politics or business or religion or cultural agencies, their goal is to eliminate the idea of God altogether, to eliminate the idea of right and wrong altogether, and most importantly, I think the number one thing on their agenda is to destroy the family.
Well, of course, if you can destroy belief in God, you'll destroy belief in the family, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, because, of course, God and family are the two pillars of our society, and without God, family, and country, why, of course, there is no country.
No. But I think the thing that really drives them is hatred for the family, because the family is where ideas of God and of love and of respect and, you know, all the virtues are nourished, you know. And if you destroy that, then you have, you know, wild animals, you know, the type of people that you read about in the news.
Well, amen to that. And, of course, one of the interesting things is the Catholics have really held on to their views on divorce. And, of course, the Catholics have opposed contraception. And, when I was young, I used to think that was foolish. As I get older, I suddenly realize maybe they were smarter than I was, and that really, as you say, a large family is a special gift of God. And what a shame it is today that so many couples are only having two children or one children and no children at all. And, of course, they really do not understand what they've missed. Such an important part of life.
No, but on the other hand, I have a great deal of compassion for these people, because not only have they been misled or brainwashed into their decision, but the government does not make it easy to have a family. I mean, very, very difficult.
Well, one of the things, and I don't see why people would be so foolish. We had the marriage tax. It was, you had to pay higher taxes if you got married. And we just couldn't figure out what to do with that. We just, people don't understand. You get what you subsidize. There was an organized effort to find people, to charge people more in the way of taxes if they got married. They knew exactly what they were doing. They just didn't want the people to understand, the public to understand. There was a conspiracy against the family as well. Well, we're just about out of time. Our guest has been Paul Lacoutis. His book, Am Church, comes out. And, of course, if you'd like to get a copy, you can call 217-632-5920. That's 217-632-5920. Or go to their website, which is www.rcf.org. That's RomanCatholicFaithful.org. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, just one. If anybody's interested in reading The Wanderer, I'd like to give that number out. People can call up and ask for a sample copy.
Okay, go ahead.
The phone number for The Wanderer, which is America's oldest independent Catholic newspaper, founded in 1867, is 651-224-5733. And the website for The Wanderer is thewandererpress.com. All one word, all lowercase.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. And,
Archer, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, fine. We'll hope that maybe some of those other books that you've sent out will bear fruit and that people will really want to get the book because it's well-written and it has the information in it you need to know. It's not nice. You hate to see these things happening, but you need to understand we're up against. This is not happening by accident. Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
And, Doctor, I'll give you my address offline so that I can get your book on the foundation.
All right, fine. I'll tell you, put you on hold here and you can talk to Eric, okay?
Okay.
And Eric, if you wouldn't mind just getting a Paul's telephone number and address, I will send him a copy of the book on the foundation. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable to regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention, I hope that many of you out there will seriously want to consider putting in an Institute of the Constitution in your community. And remember, the Institute of the Constitution is a wonderful way to teach people about our constitutional heritage, about the Christian foundations of America, because America was founded by Christians on Christian principles, and the Supreme Court of the United States and the state Supreme Courts repeatedly held that America was a Christian nation. Well, you get up and say that today, you'll be attacked by every means of communication, demonized and marginalized. You know why? Because they hate Christianity. That's what it's all about. It's a conspiracy against God, and you really need to understand that to understand what's going on today. And if you haven't read my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But if you'd like to know more about the Institute of the Constitution, about how to begin to learn yourself and to teach others about the Christian history of America and about our founding documents and why America one time was the envy of the free world, call 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. And ask about the Institute on the Constitution and set one up in your local community. And then, of course, if any of you who have not certainly got the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets, It Can Save Your Life, by Dr. Russell Blaylock. It has a section in it on what you really must do to be able to build up your immune system in case there is a biological attack. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or ask for the 4-tape set, Life-Saving Secrets, or better still, I get both of them together by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience who believe in what we're saying and would like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. So if you'd like to, of course, join the Radio Liberty family for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. But more than that, of course, you get our information that will help you. You'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But you'll be helping us pay for the radio time so that we can be on some 55, 56 outlets every single week. It's an expensive proposition. A lot of them are just half an hour a week. but at least people are hearing the truth. I talked to a fellow just today. He spends his lunch hour every Saturday down in Los Angeles listening to our program. So remember the number 1-800-5-HIV-MORE if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family. If you'd like, of course, to get a free copy of our newsletter, our April newsletter deals with the AIDS epidemic. Our March newsletter deals with, of course, the real reason we went into Iraq. Give us a call and ask for a free copy of our newsletter. Of course, we hope down the line you'll want to subscribe. But again, the number 1-800-5-HIV-MORE. And then, of course, we want to mention to you, we hope that many of you out there will want to consider getting Alamax. It's a garlic product. It's Allicin. And, of course, it's known that garlic gives you protection from illness. It's great for, as an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic. And, of course, garlic will lower your blood pressure and lower your cholesterol and thin your blood. If you'd like to learn about Alamax, which is a garlic product, call 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. And then, of course, we hope many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you'd like to see the Big Berkey products, if you get them through us, of course, you'll get a free video or a free four-tape set if you buy either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light through Radio Liberty. But go to our website and look at the products. See what they look like. That's 1-800-PARDON-ME. That's radioliberty.com. Or if you'd like specific information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll send you brochures on it. But the best place is to look at them, and you'll see them at radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we want to mention the Phenopoly sets. And if you have children or grandchildren that are going to government schools, you need to teach them how to read phonetically, and they're not going to learn in the schools because their objective is to dumb down the children. And so if you want to get a Phenopoly set, it's really 5 board games and 2 bonus games. We throw in a couple of books, and most of these phonetic problems will cost you $500-$600. This one costs $139.95. And, of course, it's great not only for children, but for young adults, and even for old adults. You'll learn a great deal from Phenopoly. So, and then if you'd like, of course, to get a catalog on Ready Reserve food products if you haven't laid in a supply, because certainly FEMA knows there's going to be real problems in America. They're laying in large supplies for their people, but they're not telling the American people to lay in supplies for themselves. So if you'd like to get a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for a free catalog, Ready Reserve food catalog. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes into this spiritual battle in which we're engaged, and what's really on the other side, and who is manipulating what's going on, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You either get the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or, of course, you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, video, and, of course, a tape that gives you the entire story. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, God is never going to bless this country again. And lastly, we ask you, of course, to remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Darcy Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.